Anybody else, Simon?
I brought along the hammer here. Right. Now, where we left off, very chosh of the Inyan, we're discussing what you're allowed to read on Shabbos, what articles perhaps there's a matter of avoiding on Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos. And we saw yesterday that there's a Chazal made an issa to read any article which will lead a person closer to do a malacha. If you read about a Tesco offer, that if you spend £80, then you get a bit of a discount on petrol, or anything which is going to, you're gathering information that is going to lead you to do a malacha, you see a sale, any advert for that matter, really, all adverts that you see is also leading you closer and making you in a better position, in knowledge-wise, to go ahead and make your purchase. You see what's available, you see what the prices are, what styles are. All adverts really would be considered under this issa of Mim Sechetzecha. You're doing an activity which brings you further. And we said because of this, Chazal had a bit of a problem, because there's going to be, even on one page, possibly even on one page, there'll be certain articles that you can read, which are problematic, and in the same page, there'll be articles that you can read. There's no issue with reading about Tesco plans to invest another £1 billion here and there. So, Chazal said, how are people going to know the difference? Therefore, Chazal said, we're going to make a universal issa. You can't read any articles on Shabbos because you might not know what is mutter and what's asa. Right? As we said yesterday, I think it brings out the point very well. When you read That's an Idea, you see one of the papers have an article called That's an Idea. Some of the ideas are, they're telling you how to do a malacha, and they explain to you how to do this, how to do that, and that could be problematic, or a place where you can get this from. Whereas some of the ideas that they're suggesting, there's no malachas at all. You know, I don't know what nurseries, what songs to sing, I don't know, things which are not, don't involve malacha. And therefore, Chazal said, we don't know what, people are not going to know the difference what's mutan asa, therefore they said everything is asa. However, when we say everything is asa, it's far from that. There are three main classifications that Chazal said we're not going to make the gezeira on. And number one was Torah, we began speaking about it yesterday. Torah includes lots of things, chokhmah and bodily requirements. So Torah, obviously, refers to Torah, and Sforim, any Jewish history that we discussed yesterday, it includes many types of things of Torah. Let me just add something else. That, you know, sometimes you read articles, especially in the community section, you'll see what's going on this week. Maybe someone donated a Sefer Torah, maybe someone, they collected money for, how they managed to collect money for a mikveh, how they managed to collect money for this, stocker collections. All those things are included in Torah, by the way. It's like a Dvar Mitzvah, what's pshat? Because the Rashi beholds that Mepharsimim Oisei Mitzvah, or Mepharsim, those which give stocker. Really, you should know there was a whole debate about it, actually, in the Jewish Tribune. I remember someone made a whole hack about people who donate money, and then they take all the cover that's given to them, they take it gladly, and he was a bit undermining that inyan. And really, if you look at the Shuvah Rashba, Fakir, the Rashba says, Mepharsimim, there's an inyan, a special inyan, which is brought in the Ramah, not Stamah. The Ramah brings in Hilchot Stocker, it's one of the halachas we missed out in Hilchot Stocker. If a person gives a big donation, there's an inyan to actually be Mepharsim that. I mean, Lavosha, let's say Friday night you go to a shul, stunning shul, and you see there's a plaque on the wall, and are you allowed to read the plaque on the wall? So, there could be an issue of reading Stam Dvom Shel Mabakach, it's called Shtori Hadiotis. But because it's a mitzvah, to be mefarsim, the oisa mitzvah, to be mefarsim, those who gave money, the Rashba says, because it attracts other people to give as well to a mitzvah. It's moisif. They actually say, Reb Chaim Kanevsky asked the kashrei, he doesn't understand, what's pshat, you make a siyum. Right? He knows all about siyumim, he's made quite a few of them. So he knows what a siyum is, and what's pshat in a siyum, that you show that you made a masechta. There's actually a Gemara that says there's three things that a person is allowed to lie. You're allowed to actually say not MS, right? If someone asks you, do you know Masechtas, by the way? Have you learned Masechtas, Sanhedrin? Puriya, yeah? Sanhedrin, so you can lie. You can, although you will know it backwards and forwards, you can say, I don't know Masechtas, Sanhedrin. Yeah? You can lie to cover up. So what's pshat? You make a sim, faket, there's a grace of zach, the Ramah says you make a sim. Why doesn't that contradict the klal that we see in Bava Metzia that you're allowed to lie? But the Chaim says that if it's a Lete'elet, you're making a Siyum. A Siyum has a special Mila that it attracts other people to say, look, look what I've done. I've invested in the whole world. Like the Arizal says, Manda Yoris, the Zoya says, someone who learns one Masechta, he's Yorish Kola Alma, he's Yorish against the world, right? So a person attends a Siyum and sees what the person's achieved. That achievement encourages others. And therefore it's worth making a Siyum, even though you're undermining the Nekudah to keep it Ba'atzneya. So when it comes to tzedakah as well, the Ramah actually brings the halacha. The Ramah says the halacha, mefaras mim oisa mitzvah. All this is included when you see a lot of what's going on in the community, what people are doing with the community. You can read all the goings on with the community, what people are collecting money and all those sorts of things. That's going to be included in mitzvah. We've got a long way, but Amaisa, let's get to the basics. So then you've got chokhmah. The chokhmah is very interesting. We said mathematics and medicine, astronomy. I mean, I used to learn with the Bocha, and the Bocha had a very interesting taste. He was very into astronomy, but he took it to another level. You know, we all know a bit about it, all the bits and bobs, the nearest star is 3.14 light years. You like to believe you know a bit, but he took it to another level. And he bought himself a very expensive telescope. And he asked us, Shabbos afternoon, every day, he used to know exactly what's going on there. Like Shmuel, he used to know the Rekiahs. He knew all the streets in the Rekiah, like the streets in Narado, the Gemara says. So he, Imamish knew every night, he was busy with his telescope, writing things down. He knew all the words, all these words I couldn't even pronounce. And he wanted to study the stars on Shabbos as well. And there was hesitation. His roommates were saying, what do you mean, Shabbos, you guys sit there, Shabbos afternoon, with his telescope, I say, look at all the stars, not Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos night. Yeah, by night. Yeah, so he's looking there, Nishbatan, he's sitting there on the top of his roof, over there, looking at all the stars on Friday night. And so one day he came to me and said, we were having a hack about it in Yeshiva, what do you say? I say, I can only tell you of what Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch speaks about it, the Rajbah speaks about it, and Mishabura brings it down. And that to study a topic is mutter. It enhances your knowledge. And now, hang on a second. The Rajbah actually writes, Huadin. Mishabura says, Huadin. You can actually look into a telescope. Because Mali, what's the difference if you take in the knowledge via a book? Or you take in the knowledge via your sight, right? In a way, your sight is better than the book. You're seeing it yourself. You're seeing how the stars go like this, like that, yeah? So, Azoish Tei Mishnebura. Mishnebura says that very clearly. So, Ba'etzem, Mekadin, the whole thing is Mutta. The Rambam was Machmir, therefore the Eli Rabbah says, Yeresh Shemaim, Efshah Shabib Machmir. And Ma'isa, Mishnebura doesn't go with it. He doesn't really, he brings it down. But Ma'isa, Mekadin, the Alok is like the Rajbah. But if you're Sfaradi, then the Sfaradim are machmir like the Rambam. But Lamaisa, we are making like the Mishnah Berurah is making like the Rajbah, that you can actually study a telescope throughout on Shabbos without any problem. If Taka, he always writes down Efshah, there's a problem of Exer Shemichta. But it wasn't the case. He just wants to use it, and it's not even Muksa. The Rajbah had the truth about Muksa, and he says, obviously it's not Muksa, because you're allowed to, it's not Muksa, because you're allowed to use it. We're always very scared. It's a telescope Muksa. You can use it Shabbos afternoon, you can use it. The Shaila is, if some papers and books are muksa, that's the person who actually wants to say. Some person wants to say that some of the newspapers, some of the papers that come out, which have got a lot of adverts, yeah, they want to say it could be muksa. That's a very interesting thing, right? They want to say it's muksa because you can't. Now, if he's very, very muckwitted, very few things would be. Yeah, it's not too. Yeah, it is expensive. It's not that much expensive. Yeah, there are very, very complicated cloning when you say that. Don't forget, a ring can be very more expensive than any telescope, and still because it's usable, there's a cloning about it. The Maisa, that's what interesting. The Maisa, he went back to yeshiva to say that it's mutter and everything. The Maisa, I said that obviously he has to work it out if it's in the spirit of yeshiva. You have to know if it works out. After a few weeks, I asked him, "No, what's happening with the telescope on Shabbos?" So he said, yeah, Taka's not in the spirits. I said, what do you do? So he reads Harry Potter. Right? So here you've got Azar Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter to read you're allowed to study a telescope. And then you have a novel which is Bechlal, debatable whether you can read it during the week. You can even let Alan Lonyach, you can, on Shabbos, Bechlal, far from Poshet. So it's always kedai to know where we're holding in these inyanim. So chokhmah extends to quite a few cases. Really, chokhmah includes a big chunk of our newspapers that you see. You'll see a lot about animals, about plants, about astronomy. Again, you'll see about health. Okay, health we'll see is also included in the Sorah
Aguf.
It's not clear. Okay, it's not clear. There are going to be a few grey areas. He's asking, what about that's an idea? Is it considered chokhmah? Is it considered chokhmah? Yes, Lord, efsha, I don't know. That is something.
That's
like an efsha. That could be worse. That could be worse. Munsa chatzacha. But the maysa, all these things can include, okay, we're going to... the shayla is, those things which are... chokhmah, all the science material that you see, those are all included in the chokhmah. Then you have something which is Sorach Yahaguf. Sorach Yahaguf is really, a lot of the news that goes on is really considered Sorach Yahaguf because it's reports of all political unrest and all the things you want to keep away from. Sometimes you might have to know about something, whether you should sign a petition for, something you should know whether you should daven for. I mean, Lamoshal, the news in Eretz Yisrael, the Israeli news, Lamoshal, there's a lot in the Israeli news, and some of it is considered Tzorech Aguf, for when a person goes to Eretz Yisrael, he needs to have ingrained into him what places to avoid, what not to avoid, where he feels comfortable. And so it's interesting, so it is considered, they're happy to consider that Tzorech Aguf, to feel in touch with what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, and the Tfilis, Rabbi Falk used to tell me, he told me, that he feels sometimes he looks in the news in Israeli news and he sees the Yad Hashem. He actually learns a Musa from there. Lamoshal, what recently happened? Recently, about 2 years ago, there used to be these fires in Eretz Yisrael that mainly the Arabs used to throw these balloons. I don't know, these sorts of fires, and they used to land a lot of them landed on in Haifa. And he said he just saw it. He just felt he had that feeling. That in Haifa is one of the only places that they allow public transport. And he says that playing with Shabbos is playing on fire. Is having public transport in Haifa. He said he had a zara. Sometimes when a person's holding by a madrigan and he can actually see the Yad Hashem, Hakoyim in Hashemayim, Hashem just sends the Hishluchim. Right? But having said that, he also told me that not every machlokas between the two members of Knesset, do you have to know all the ins and outs. You have two people, he used to say about, what's his name, all for the boss, what's his name, Reb Herman? What's his first name, Reb Yaakov Herman? So he said he was walking, once Reb Herman was walking with his grandson, he was walking down his Stradrut, one of the big Knesset old buildings, and he pointed to the building and he said to his grandson, this is a prison. So his grandson said, what do you mean prison, it's a Knesset. So he said, look, in every single room sits there a ganav. There's a ganav in every single room. Yeah, so again, you don't need to be in touch with all the machlokas between the members of the Knesset. He said that, so that taka wouldn't be relevant to consider Tzorach Yahaguf. So you could really read a lot about the unrest that goes on in certain places in Eretz Yisrael, but to read all the ins and outs between the two, a few members of the Knesset, that is not necessary. Sorach Aguf, what makes you feel comfortable in the long term? If it's Hashem, people go to visit Eretz Yisrael, you want to feel comfortable, you want to know which is Shashchem, you want to get a feel of what's going on in your country, things that you often visit, and even if it doesn't have to be eminent, immediate problem now. Someone once called me and said, is it true Rabbi Falk was mekel about reading all this material, Eretz Yisrael news? It's not negeya, I'm not going to Eretz Yisrael. So again, the idea is it's a general knowledge for a long time. To gather this information could be useful at certain points.
It's the exception of the news, though.
Now, okay, so let's move on to the other parts of the news. That's Israeli news. And then you've got, a lot of the other news is negeya to the community news, which is very important. It's very important to know. For the Tzorach Aguf praxis, right? It reminds me of, a coronavirus, really, all this. You've got the cartoon of the couple, looking about the coronavirus and saying, oh, how I miss Brexit. That's what they'll say, how I miss Brexit. But the Maisa, all these things, the Maisa, they are relevant to us, and these things are considered Tzorach Aguf, and that would be considered a heta. These things are mamash mutter. So you could really go through the Hamidiyah, or any of these papers. You should know, these Hamidiyah, the papers which are given out, to Klal Yisrael are really a toiva for Klal Yisrael. You should know the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, before Kol Nidre, he clapped Dois in Ger. And he clapped Dois in Ger and he said, because they were struggling, the Ger newspaper was struggling, and he said before Kol Nidre, he said he wants the Olam to be Mechazik to support the Gera publishing to support it and give it extra help. What's pshat in it? Because it's got a big teva that the Haimash Olam, the from Yidden, can stay in touch with what's going on and get it in Bader Hechsher and not to have to come onto other sorts of media. So therefore, it serves a very big purpose. And I might say there are certain chalokim which will not be included in one of the three things. It's not Tzarech Mitzvah. I don't need to go through all the points, but you'll see. Oh, so now the moshel. You'll see a cooking page is not so poshut. For a lady that actively cooks and actively is looking for new recipes and will actually fear it ois, there is a problem with it. That's interesting. If it's just for general knowledge to see how foods are made, you know, how much salt is usually added, and just to pick up over time, but nothing immediate, so then that's not mimsichar, just like a normal chokhmah. Similar to chokhmah, just like understanding how the moon, anything works. However, when it comes to something that she plans to lemaisa do, that's like a part of minsechavzicha. Just like you can't read the manual to fix up the IKEA cupboards because it's going to lead to a malacha, so too reading the recipe would involve the problem of minsechavzicha.
Read adverts for America.
So now that's interesting. I used to think that should be okay. You know, you have some of the American papers where I think Roiv is taka adverts. I mean, it hurts your fingers. You just go up to Gazoi, right? They just actually it's mamish bottle b'shishim until you find the advert. Until you find the article, it's bottle b'shishim until you find something. In between the adverts, you can see an opinion or something. So lemaisa the post gemar the Aruch Shabbos writes there's taka a problem with that because it's lemaisa b'mehusoi. It's an advert. Adverts are. You can't touch adverts. So Lamaisa, there are certain articles which Lamaisa have to be avoided. And really, there are things which are not relevant to a person. If, let's say, they managed to save an elephant, I don't know, from drowning, I don't know what. In China, they managed to, I don't know, the hottest July in China, or I don't know, a railway track in Japan left its tracks. You can't fit into one of the three. I mean, with any stretch of imagination. Is it a Torah? Is it a Tzorech HaGuf? Where is it? Nothing. It's irrelevant.
You probably should read these through. Some things are okay. I can't read that. Really?
And economy. So Chazal already made that general rule, and they gave a theorem after that to say you can read Mitzvah, Tzorech HaGuf, and Tzedakah. So all these things, those things are going to be problematic. Reading a novel, Taka, is a problematic. It's an issue. And let me add to it something as well. There's a comical section. This is very interesting. Comical section. Some papers have just a small cartoon, maybe cartoon, but like a small article of like it's comical. It's, you read it and it's just very funny. It's supposed to be quite light, a jokey article, a humorous article, and that I struggled to find. Yeah, without. So the Maisa, it's very hard. So now it doesn't fit into one of these three categories. It's not Torah, and it's not. It's not Tzorech HaGuf. Now, it's not one of these three attain. Now, I can see what's in your minds. You're all happy to say, yeah, that's Oynik Shabbos. This is a big debate. Now, this, you're going to have to open a Mogen Avraham. There's a Mogen Avraham that held that if a person is disturbed by not reading something which he enjoys reading, he's disturbed, there's a heter to read even things which Chazal asked. Which the Mishneh Berurah doesn't agree with, and which the Shulchan Aruch Rav doesn't agree with. But there is an opinion out there, the Mogen Avraham, that says that even if it's an article which doesn't fit into one of the three things, you can still go ahead and read it if it bothers you by not reading it. This we're going to have to clarify. We keep on getting stuck in the middle. I think tomorrow we should start straight into it, and Mr. Hashem, tomorrow we have to sign off this Indian already. Shkoyach, Rabbi Yisai. Shkoyach. Thank you.